Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. It's a great pleasure to speak to Professor David Meltzer of SMU. His new book is Second Edition, with information that we're now explicating in a Nature magazine published by David and his colleague Eske Wilderslev about the genomics of the peoples in North America and South America crossing from Siberia. David's book is First Peoples in the New World, Second Edition. And we've come to a point where the basal Americans, those are the fundamentals of what the Europeans find, first the Norse Europeans and then the Western Europeans find in the second century millennium AD. It's thousands of years from now. The basal Americans are isolated by ice. There is some debate as to how the basal Americans will pass into the land of North America and the land of South America. Is there an open corridor or do they come by sea? I don't settle that, although the strong indication from David and Eske's presentation is the timing doesn't work, given the record, for the open corridor. It does work, however, for the sea route down the west coast of North America. They divide into three groups, the ancient Beringia, the ancestral Native Americans, and most intriguing of all, David, the genetic ghost. What does that tell us, that we're looking for something that's there and we can't find it yet? Is that the idea?
Yeah, a genetic ghost is basically, we can see in the genomic record that there was another population that contributed to that group, but we don't actually have an individual from that population. We simply have DNA that is otherwise unaccounted for. And let me back the story up a little bit from your summary just now. Once we've got people across the land bridge, you remember that they're crossing during the times of maximum glaciation, because these are the times when sea levels are lowest and the land bridge is best exposed. That also means, however, that because we have two vast continental ice sheets covering North America, basically from the North Pole down to, say, central Ohio and, you know, the northern Dakotas and Montana, when they cross that land bridge, this is the time of maximum ice extent on land. So they're essentially running into a cul-de-sac. It's called Alaska. And they're, depending on the timing, they could be stuck there because routes to the south do not open until the ice starts to retreat. And what we've learned from geologists, glacial geologists over the years, is that there are two basic routes that will go south from Alaska down into what's now the lower 48. One of those routes opens along the coast as the ice retreats back from the coast. The other is a route that opens along the eastern flank of the Rocky Mountains, because what happened was that the two major ice sheets in North America essentially expanded out and met along that the Rocky Mountain spine. So when they started to melt back, that was the area that would have been first exposed. We call that the ice-free corridor. But the ice-free corridor doesn't become ice-free until around 15,000 years ago, and it doesn't become a viable route for traffic, human traffic, until probably around 13,000 years ago. And let me explain what I mean by viable route. When the ice initially retreats, nothing's growing there. It's just mudflats, it's lakes, it's a soggy landscape that, because it recently had a massive ice sheet sitting on it, takes a long time to revegetate. And so it's probably a couple thousand years after the ice fully retreats and the landscape starts to dry out that you have plants and animals that are starting to grow there. And obviously people need those plants and animals. You're not going to make the trek from Alaska down to northern Montana without food. So we know that that ice-free corridor opens around 15, but it's not really a viable route until around 13. We also know, as I mentioned earlier, that people were in America, in both North and South America, by as early as 14,500 to 15,500 years ago. So we kind of rounded out to about 15,000 years ago. Well, what that means, obviously, is that they couldn't have come down that ice-free corridor because it wasn't open early enough and viable early enough for travel. So to your point made earlier, we do believe they came down the coast because the coast was clear possibly as early as around 16,500 years ago. We think they probably walked down the coast. We don't necessarily see evidence that they were significant maritime hunters, spending a lot of time on the water. So they were probably exploiting terrestrial resources, but also probably near shore things that you could collect as you were walking down the newly deglaciated ice-free North Pacific coast.
Speaking to David Meltzer, Professor David Meltzer of SMU, the Department of Anthropology, we're speaking of his piece in Nature magazine with his colleague Eske Willerslev, The Peopling of the Americas as Inferred from Ancient Genomics. Okay, we've got them in North America, and when we come back, the division into a Northern Native American and Southern Native American, and things to learn about the genetic trail. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.